Jekka News, you need to know now.
Joburg reaches a high of 28 this afternoon, Pretoria and Polokwane 29. We start with health matters, and several members of the country's medical community have confirmed that there is no evidence that taking paracetamol during pregnancy at recommended therapeutic doses causes autism in children. This follows the US Food and Drug Administration announcing on Monday that they will issue a warning to doctors about the link between paracetamol use and the occurrence of autism spectrum disorder. But Jared Samparini, the president of the Society of Obstetric Medicine in South Africa, reassures pregnant women.
Large, high-quality studies, including sibling comparisons, show no increased risk when paracetamol is used at recommended therapeutic doses. What we do know is that untreated fever and pain in pregnancy carry real risks, including miscarriage, congenital anomalies, and poor outcomes for both mother and baby. Paracetamol remains the safest and most effective option.
The Democratic Alliance is wishing South Africans a happy Heritage Day. Party leader John Steenhuisen says the nation is made more resilient and more vibrant by the diversity of traditions.
When we unite in this diversity, we demonstrate the true strength of South Africa. Let us honour the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to a shared future in which every person has an equal place and an equal opportunity in building our society. Happy Heritage Day, South Africa. Together, we are one nation with one future.
National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola told the Madlanga Commission yesterday that he was the one who filed the initial complaint against Crime Detection Deputy National Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya. The complaint related to Sibiya's actions in taking control of the Political Killings Task Team's 121 dockets, sending them to Pretoria and disobeying Masemola's instructions on winding down the unit.
Throughout my tenure, I generally made every effort to maintain a constructive and professional working relationship with Lieutenant General Sibiya. In January 2025, I received a formal invitation from the Minister for a meeting convened to mediate between myself and Sibiya.
And finally, in cricket news, Ben Stokes has been named as England captain for the Ashes Tour for 5 tests in Australia, which starts in November, while Harry Brooke will serve as England's vice-captain. Fast bowler Mark Wood is set to return after his recovery from a left knee injury, while spinner Shoaib Bashir is available again following a finger injury. Seamer Matthew Potts and batting all-rounder Will Jacks have also been included in the team. England has not won the Ashes Down Under since 2010-2011. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnie CDE, het verskeie mediese verenigings in Suid-Afrika, het bevestig dat daar geen bewyse is dat die gebruik van parasetamol tydens swangerskap tot autisme kan lei nie.
Absolutely. And if you were one of the many women who got a headache or something during pregnancy, don't beat yourself up now. This is pure nonsense.
Exactly.
Yin. Ai, ai, ai. Okie dokie. Wait a minute. Are we taking advice from the guy who said we should drink bleach? I'm just asking.
No, no.
Come on. We're better than that.
FM.
Smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney. Every other.